Fragments. The Shrewsbury Fragments. Part 1. A Shepherd's Play. Good title. There are 3 fragments from Shrewsbury. Each are cue scripts for mystery plays. There is a Shepherd's Play, a play of the 3 Marys at the Tomb After the Passion, and a Pilgrim's Play. The cue script for each play gives us the complete dialogue for 1 character, plus the cues of a word or 2. There is also music for these texts, which we will be looking at separately at some future date. So this is very much a work in progress. We've looked at cue script text before, the sans cue Dux Maraud and Processus Satanae. But there we are left more in the dark as to the action, because they are largely unknown texts. Luckily for Shrewsbury, we've got lots of mystery plays to bounce some context at the action. This first episode covers a shepherd's play, sometimes listed as Officium Pastorum, an inferred title, and we have the complete part for the third pastor, plus cues from other speakers. Though whether the cues come from the first or second shepherd, the angel, or Mary and Joseph, we do not know for certain. The text opens with some Latin. Whilst shepherds watched their flocks at night, an angel of the Lord appeared and scares them something chronic. I paraphrase. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that's where the text opens. The first lines are not desperately helpful.
We tib.
Tell on.
Which could be a general greeting, as the shepherds meet up, or 3 might be asking either 1 or 2 to continue saying something. Is there some shepherding news? The shepherds often start their play with some business, complaining about taxes or sheep, and so there might be more character stuff that hasn't survived. They might have seen the angel already, of course, as the stage direction said, but the stage direction that we had earlier is probably more a general sense of what the text is doing, rather than something specific at that point. Now, the next line, they talk of something bright in the sky. It could be just the bright star or the angel already.
The night.
Brother, what may this be, thus bright to man and beast?
And?
Why say ye so?
Or and?
Such sight was never seen before in our jury. Some marvels will it mean that mun be here in high.
So, might be star, might be angel. From this point in the text, they're definitely talking angel, who has been singing. But what was it singing? Well, there's a bit of a Rashomon moment here between the shepherds, a game which we see in the Chester cycle and other mystery plays.
A song.
Ye lie both by this light, and raves as reckless roys. It was an angel, bright, that made this noble noise.
Of prophecy.
He said a bairn should be in the burr of Bedlam born, and of this, minds me, our fathers found before.
Jews, king.
Now may we see the same, even in our pace purveyed. The angel named his name, Christ Saviour, he said.
Not rave.
Yon brightness will us bring unto that blissful bower. For solace shall we sing to seek our Saviour.
So the third pastor is the determining one. He's the one who says, it was an angel, it told us of the Christ, we follow the star. And then we get a little song about going to Bethlehem to see the birth of Christ, as told by our Lord. And at some point we will look at the song, which goes into the sequence here. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing, what has happened, which the Lord told us of. As I say, we won't be doing the song justice anytime soon, but we will at some point. They reach the scene of the Nativity, and they are thankful for the star's guiding light.
To know.
For nothing thou hast dread, but thank God of all good. This light ever will us lead to find that freely food.
I mean.
More music, this time from the angels again, as a little intro to the Christ child as he is brought in. The angels tell them of Christ, their Lord and Saviour, And we close the fragment with the gift of the third pastor. No cue here, so either it's an understood cue that he's supposed to speak after the previous speaker. If, for example, it always goes first, second, third pastor, then the third pastor knows. He just has to wait for the second pastor to stop talking. Or he does his gift after the song, and the song is the cue for the third pastor.
Look to me, my lord dear, all if I put me nought in press. To such a prince withouten peer have I no prisand that I might please. But lo, a hornspoon have I here that may harbour a hundredth piece. This gift I give thee with good cheer, such dainties will do no disease. Farewell, sweet swain, God grant the lifing long.
What does he give? He gives Christ a big spoon which can hold 100 peas. The gifts of the shepherds are always fun, because unlike the three kings, there is no authorised gift. It's just something humble and simple, and nature abhors a vacuum, so the medieval mind gets to work overtime. And that's it from this fragment. If you want to go further and hear how we got here, our earlier exploring session is available on the YouTube, link in the show description, with more to come. But now, sit back and enjoy the current iteration of the Shrewsbury Shepherds, with Fiona Thrale as Shepherd number 3, and Simon Nader as the Q. Enjoy.
The night.
Brother, what may this be, thus bright to man and beast?
At hand.
Why say ye so?
What hand?
Such sight was never seen before in our jury. Some marvels will it mean that mum be here in high.
A sign.
Ye lie both by this light and raves as reckless roys. It was an angel bright that made this noble noise.
Of prophecy.
He said a bairn should be in the Burr of Bedlam born, and of this, minds me, our fathers found before.
Jews, king.
Now may we see the same, even in our pace purveyed. The angel named his name, Christ Saviour, he said.
Not rave.
Yon brightness will us bring unto that blissful bower, for solace shall we sing to seek our Saviour.
To know.
For nothing thou us dread, but thank God of all good. This light ever will us lead to find that freely food.
I mean.
Look to me, my lord dear, all if I put me nought in press. To such a prince withouten peer have I no prisand that I might please. But lo, a hornspoon have I here that may harbour 100 piece. This gift I give thee with good cheer, such dainties will do no disease. Farewell, sweet swain, God grant the lifing long.
In The Shrewsbury Shepherds by the Unknown, the third shepherd was played by Fiona Thrale, and the cues delivered by Simon Nader. Fragments is hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare, or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description. Goodbye.